Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back. My name is Kit.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things, brought to you by nobody.
Really left us hanging there.
Well, I was just going to like name a company.
And Big
I was like,
Oil.
That might not be legal. Just to, yeah.
Just vague.
Brought to you by Big Pharma.
Yeah.
Don't believe what you hear.
Hate the healthcare system? You're welcome.
Rate your pain on 1 to 10. No, pick a smiley face. Is it kind of sad? Do you feel kind of sad?
From poop emoji to grapefruit, how are you feeling?
We got something for everything.
I said grapefruit, I meant eggplant.
I knew that. Yep. The grapefruit's just going to confuse. What does that mean?
What? I don't understand.
Those are your balls.
Yes.
How are they feeling?
That's why there's two of them in the picture.
That's right. Yeah. Two grapefruits. Are they swollen? Cough. If you've never listened to the show before, you might be confused.
It's a lot like this all
Actually,
the time.
No, yeah, this is spot on. If you're digging this, stay tuned. You should probably roll out if you're not. Typically, we review TV and film. Lots of different. We're more known for our TV recaps, our companion shows.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to do those due to the Screen Actors Guild strike that's been going on since July 14th. I was very hopeful that it would end the last 2 weeks or so, because the WGA strike had wrapped up, and I thought that the AMPTP, the body that governs the negotiations on behalf of the studios, would employ logic, and that seems to not be the case. Last, what was it, Friday? Maybe even Wednesday. I think it was last Wednesday. The negotiations fell apart completely. It's just where we stand now. So they're not even negotiating anymore, and it's entirely the studio's fault. They walked away from the table, refusing to counter the SAG's latest offer. So it's with a heavy heart that I report to you, you're hearing this nonsense instead of our Lost coverage. We had big plans to cover some other new shows. Steve's probably grateful in some ways, but we can't do those now either. And yeah, I don't know what to say other than thank you for sticking through this. Very frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's more frustrating for 160,000 actors that are out of work and all the Teamsters and caterers and people that haven't worked in 3 to 6 months.
For sure.
And only had a few weeks of savings. Like, I'm not blind to that fact at all.
Absolutely. Studios, pay your actors.
Just pay them.
Pay your people.
Just
all right?
Pay them.
Just do it. It's not that hard. You make money. We know you do. Just pay them.
Yeah.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, Chris, the negotiations were short.
That's true. He did say that.
Yeah.
In an adorable Ewan McGregor way.
Yeah. And then does that wry little Ewan McGregor smile. He's not smiling right now because the strike's still happening.
That's true. Hopefully he's out there picketing.
Maybe.
We would be if there was any pickets near us.
Yeah, as soon as the film studios come to Kentucky, mm-hmm. we'll be right out there with them.
There was one in Cincinnati, but I wasn't aware of it until after the fact. There was like a little demonstration. I was like, oh, I would have got a SAG shirt and walked around, got my steps in.
I would have walked in on with the striking thing shirt.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That would have been a good call.
Yeah, we're still
always be plugging.
We're still selling those, by the way. If you want to support the actors and their strikes, you can order a striking thing shirt from our merch store. All the proceeds of which go towards the SAG-AFTRA fund.
So that's right.
If you want to support them, buy a shirt. It looks great. I'm wearing it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So hang in there. We've got a little bit of a doozy of a show for you today. And then later this week, we're reviewing Inglourious Basterds with a guest. So I'm very excited to record that.
How fun.
It's going to be fun. I love that movie.
That's a bingo, Chris.
That's a bingo. Is that how you say it? Normally, you just say bingo.
Normally, you just say bingo.
Bingo. How fun.
But what are we doing today? We got a fun little, last minute idea because the strike ruined our plans.
Yeah.
Episode today.
We were kind of hoping to drop those pre-recorded Lost episodes. And I keep kind of like trying to have a nervous breakdown. I'm like, Steve, just drop the. We're just doing Lost, bro. I can't do it anymore. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about us. He's like, no, man.
We hold firm.
That's all he says.
No, man.
He quotes Wayne's World randomly. He's like, there's a lot of people's girlfriends in here. I'm like, what are you talking about?
If you're going to spew in this.
Oh, that's a good casting choice for you.
Garth?
Dana Garvey. So what we're going to do, I think it was it Madison's last minute idea when she was texting us leaving the studio, maybe?
Yeah, I think this was Madison's idea. She meant more of a doing it as like a draft situation.
Right.
But because drafts really only work with three hosts,
yeah,
and not two. Mm-hmm. Instead, we're just kind of going to
vamp
and use this as an interesting discussion topic. And we implore you, the listener, to also send in your thoughts. What are we doing right now, Chris?
What we're going to do is we're going to cast the Streaming Things biopic right now. Ooh. With very little research and effort. Just whoever comes to mind. So each of the guest hosts, we don't believe in ghosts. Each of the guest hosts.
The ghosts in my apartment is pissed right now.
We're casting Peeves. Each of the hosts will be cast as well as ourselves. And Steve has picked one. Like, so for Phil, Jimmy, Andy, Madison, everybody, he's got some actors in mind. And so do I. And we'll go through and just kind of talk about who we think would play them best and maybe why. I also had some people reach out to me on Instagram and maybe even email. I haven't checked in a minute. And they had some funny ideas that I can read through as well.
I would love to hear those.
Yeah, they were spot on, I must say, because they're very flattering. If you want to support the show, there's tons of ways to do that. I appreciate you in advance. You can rate and review the show wherever you're listening to this. That's super helpful. If that's all you can do, fear not. That is huge. If it's on Spotify or iTunes, wherever it is. Absolutely drop a 5-star rating and a little review, and that helps us be found by other people who are, their ears are lonely on their commutes or whatever, and they're listening for nice, fun, levity-filled shows discussing film and TV. Yeah, lead them to us.
We will be their shepherds.
That's right. You can also go to patreon.com/streamingthings and subscribe at a variety of tiers to get a host of rewards.
A host.
Including joining our Discord community, which is a thriving.
Yeah.
I mean, there's besties being formed on the daily there. People are traveling all over the world to hang out with one another. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to see.
I know. That brought a tear to my eye to see a couple of our stream fiends on a trip in England hanging out with each other.
In Bonnie, England.
Bonnie, England.
Is that something
sunny
you can
old
say?
England.
Is it sunny?
I don't know.
I think it's kind of overcast there.
That's the joke.
just sharing their love of film and TV over a plate of bangers and mash.
Yeah.
I imagine.
And
calling things bollocks.
Yeah.
Just whatever.
And front bottoms.
That's right. That's right. You can so you get bonus episodes, all kinds of stuff.
Bonus
there.
Episodes, and you also get bonus content sometimes. Like if last week you enjoyed the fantasy characters draft, there was a whole section I cut out of the main episode of us listing our like runners up, and I dropped that on the Discord. On the Patreon. It's exclusive there.
Yeah, exclusive. So
if you like that stuff, go check it out.
What the kids call sclu-diggity content.
Sclue diggity.
I'm pretty sure they call it that.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, you're pretty hip with the kids.
I try
kids.
To keep my finger on the pulse.
You're on you TikTok.
Like a doctor
would. What the kids are doing.
That's right. I do TikTok.
You're basically Steve Buscemi in that meme.
Uh-huh. What's up, fellow kids?
What's up, fellow
Every
kids?
Every time I get in the Discord.
How do you do, fellow kids?
You can also email the show at streamingthingspod@gmail.com and follow us on all of our socials on Instagram, Grindr, blah, blah, blah. We're on there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Going hard on Grindr.
That's right. 3 miles away, streaming thing. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. In studio? Don't mind if I do.
A bar called The Studio in the bathroom, waiting. So let's get to casting ourselves. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
I was working really hard all night on Inglourious Basterds.
We want to support the actors on strikes. We thought we would potentially give them a fictional job.
That's right.
Playing
is that helpful?
Yeah, is that helpful? Probably not.
Does this do it for you?
But hey, we just want to put a spotlight on actors today. And this was a fun way we thought we could do it.
I want to read through first, because none of these were on my list. A couple of listeners and friends of mine that sent in things via Instagram.
Yeah.
Joe Manganiello as Kit Laser was one that I was very flattered to get. A lot of people, this shocked me. And again, they're casting me because this is my Insta, so they're being a little selfish, right?
Oh, they're trying to notice, have the senpai notice them?
Maybe, yeah. Buttering me up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I want to say, and this would never have occurred to me because of mostly the hairline, I got multiple, like at least three people said Chris Pine.
Interesting, because Erica was helping me come up with some names and she suggested Chris Pine.
Do you think it's just because I'm named Chris and that kind of like your brain's like, let's pick a Chris.
I don't think so. I think there is a little bit of a similar facial structure in a Chris Pine to you. Like, I don't think it's a direct one-to-one comparison, but I think it's the lips. I think, and don't take this the wrong way, Chris, I think it's the forehead.
I have a five head.
But I mean, you're both good looking dudes.
I appreciate that.
You're both good looking
Chris,
dudes.
Chris Pine is a handsome man and very stylish. Have you seen him on the street, like his paparazzi photos? He's always wearing wild shit. And I'm like, nice.
I prefer to always think of Chris Pine during the Don't Worry Darling tour with his long hair and the headphones in, where he just looks so zapped.
Can't be
energy.
Bothered by it.
He looks like me on the daily.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I've never related to a star more than Chris Pine in this moment.
Have you guys imagined
just
me?
Just over it.
As captain of the Enterprise, and that's sentimental to me.
Make it so.
I will. And then Haley sent in a hilarious one. Chris Evans is Kit. I got quite a few of those as well, I'm not going to lie.
I did put down a Chris Evans.
Seth Rogen is Steve. I don't know why, because you're a famous stoner.
If one of us were to play a warthog, it would be me.
And Jason Statham is Madison.
Fuck yeah.
Dead ass.
That's Dirty Vinny right there.
Which.
I gotta go pinch some butts.
You're not far off. We got another.
I would love a gender bent casting of the crew. That would be fun to do as well.
Just Jason Statham in a wig.
Not even in a wig.
On fleek. Or whatever she says.
It's just Jason Statham doing her little like.
Yeah.
Her little hand thing. Yeah.
Taylor Swift show.
Yeah. I fucking love the Eras Tour.
We also got Chelsea sent in Katharine Hepburn as Madison.
Okay, hell yeah.
Chris Pine as Kit.
Okay.
And Ryan Reynolds as Steve.
Oh, wow. How kind.
What? Oh, Ryan Reynolds. I was thinking Ryan Gosling. Ryan Reynolds. You're just Deadpool.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that all day.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. Are you kidding me?
Anyway.
What a lovely man.
Also, multiple people suggested this, including Enza. I think it was Enza. No, it might have been Amanda. K-Stew as every role. And I love that.
I'm not going to lie. So I have, in my list of people, I have about 5 actors for each one of us.
Wow.
And I put K-Stew as you in one of them.
Oh, God, what was that laugh?
Because I think, A, I think she has the range and she can pull it off.
Doubtless.
And B, you would love that.
I would. It would make my day. Because Kit... You know, it's an androgynous name. Mm-hmm. We could do it.
Imagine they actually do make a movie about streaming things and they do cast Kristen Stewart as you. How would you feel? I feel like you would feel like you were at the top of the mountain.
I would be, what do they say? The Gen Z's, that would just be a skull emoji? Is that, you know?
you would be eating.
Would I?
I guess, I don't know.
Is that how you use that? I don't think so.
No, it's not.
I would be eating, just because I typically am.
In catering, yeah.
I overeat.
You'd be in catering and eating craft, for yeah. sure. You'd be like, Case, dude, don't do this. Yeah. Don't do what I'm doing.
Greek yogurt's fire. Love so you.
So how do you want to go about us doing this? Do we want to start with ourselves, or do we want to start with, like, do we want to work up to ourselves?
Let's
how do
go,
we want to do this?
Let's go one cast member at a show member at a time, and okay. we'll both discuss. I don't have many options for each, I'll be honest.
Oh, okay.
It was like, once I got something stuck in my mind.
You're like, that's it.
Yeah, but I might be stricken with inspiration from your choices. So let's start with Phil.
Ooh, Phil, co-host for the Strange New Worlds episodes.
That's right. And other random things like No One Will Save You.
Yeah, he was on No One Will Save You. He was on the birthday trivia.
Yeah, lifelong best friend.
Yeah.
Of me.
Yes. Famously, you guys are best friends.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, well-known photographer, Cincinnati Phil.
Cincy Phil.
You can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
Steve, you know him best.
I do.
Who did you choose?
So,
who do you think would encapsulate his aura?
Phil, so I went about this in a very specific way. Mm-hmm. First, I tried to nail down the actor who I think whose spirit embodied the person. They may not look like them physically, but their spirit lives on. But and then I did, okay, I think this celebrity looks like them as well. So we got options, right? So if we want to go for the spirit of Phil, there's only one man that I felt could perfectly encapsulate who Phil is, and that is Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, wow.
Are you familiar with Paul F. Tompkins?
I am.
Just that man's general spirit, his vibe, the way he delivers jokes is very similar to Phil, and it always makes me laugh because sometimes Phil will say something and I'll be like, I just heard Paul F. Tompkins say that, sir. They don't look like each other at all,
right? A lot of these don't have any but they, you don't have to. It's Hollywood baby.
We can throw Paul F. Tompkins in a ton of makeup.
That's right.
You know what, we can make him shave that mustache or grow a beard, who knows. But if we wanted to do like somebody that more looks like Phil, I know this will probably upset him because a lot of people have told him this over the years. And I think it's one of those things where he's like, stop comparing me to this man. But it's Colin Hanks.
Really?
Yeah. Especially when he was younger, people would compare him to Colin Hanks all the time.
I don't see a Colin Hanks in Phil at all.
Like if you remove the, because you know Phil with a beard.
Yeah, I've never seen Phil without a beard.
So if you remove Phil, if you remove the beard, there is a similarity.
He looks like Daniel Scheinert now, kind of.
Daniel Scheinert.
One of the Daniels, you know?
Yeah. And then the other person I had, again, this person would have to wear a beard, but I think the spirit of
Case
Phil
too.
Lives on is Case 2. Yeah. No, it's Jack Quaid.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, I could see that a lot more than Colin Hanks, mm-hmm. for sure. And that's a lot of these, too. I was like, you'd have to go back. They have to play like old Phil, or you know what I mean? Or it'd be like Madison in the 80s. A lot of my choices. Someone said Katharine Hepburn, so that's apparently game.
Well, yeah. Oh, I assumed like any, you'd say like, oh, Jack Lemmon from 1975. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's Kit. There, you know?
My Phil is Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin.
Buster Keaton, baby.
Have you seen the way he walks? He does that little waddle.
That's exactly
he does.
How Phil walks, kicking his cane around town, taking pictures.
Who did you have for Phil?
I had Paul Scheer.
Oh, okay. I considered putting a Paul Scheer in there.
The goofier side of Phil, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
Again, it's Hollywood. You want to accentuate some characteristics, rewrite others. Mm-hmm. In fact, Hollywood would probably make Phil, Erica, and Jimmy all one character just to like condense for the script.
Condense,
you know?
Screenplay characters. Yeah, I can see that happening.
So you're like your lifelong best friend you end up dating and bring on for the Last of Us coverage. You know, that's
right.
How Hollywood would do it.
You know, I hate how right you are.
I'm working on the script in my head already.
Already. What were the streaming things, the true Hollywood story?
Yeah. And the other idea I had is really off the wall, and you're going to have to stay with me here. It's just a general vibe I get from Phil.
Okay.
Probably for obvious reasons.
Okay.
I would cast, if Paul Scheer was unavailable, I'd really lobby hard for Patrick Stewart.
Okay. I got turned on a little bit just now. But Patrick Stewart.
We'd have to de-age him.
Oh, of course.
We have the technology.
No, you don't.
Hello.
Just put an ill-fitted wig on and an ill-fitted beard and just have Patrick Stewart just stick out like a sore thumb in every scene like, I think I'm going to go take a picture.
I found a lovely shanty on the west side of Cincinnati to photograph.
When I want to have a good time, I simply go outside and have a catch with my dog, Myrtle.
Would anyone like to ride a bicycle with me?
Make it so. He calls his wife number one. Number one. Make it so. Oh, I love that.
When he's locking up his bicycle, he's just like, engage. So, yeah. That's what
I love how all of our Patrick Stewart references only come from the next generation of Star Trek.
I have no idea where they come from.
We're not pulling out X-Men quotes or
Hamlet quotes
well, or it's very original Dune quotes.
This Star Trek is very Phil-coded, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Who does Patrick Stewart play in Dune?
He plays...
I never saw the original.
Oh, what's his name? Josh Brolin's character.
The guy who trains... Kyle, what's his name? Kyle MacLachlan?
Yeah. Yeah. He's the one that trains him. He's like the one that's in charge of the military.
I was just rewatching that the other night.
The new Dune.
Not the doo doo Dune.
The doo doo Dune?
Yeah.
You have to watch the doo doo Dune at some point.
I don't want to.
It's so wild.
Shield scene and I was like, I'm out.
It's really bad.
I'm out.
Yeah. Patrick Stewart was one of the dudes in the Shield.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Interesting. Mm hmm. Mm
hmm. Well, and he played a bagpipe, I think, at one point.
I bet he did.
Let me play you the song of my people.
You know, he wrote like a memoir or something.
Patrick Stewart?
Yeah. It's just coming out. That's why he's on TikTok. He's promoting his book. So he like every now and then he'll pop up on the old TikTok.
What's he doing on TikTok? Is he like
usually reading books?
Is he doing dance challenges?
No. He's usually like, hello. I'd like to read you this passage from Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. And it's fucking the best thing ever. Like you can't scroll past.
I love
like,
him so much.
He just stops you in your tracks.
He has to be protected at all costs.
How old is he?
I think he's 80-something.
He's got to be approaching 90.
He's one of those dudes that looked 80 when he was 30 and just never aged. Mm-hmm. He's always looked the same way since 30.
Yeah.
He just looked like a shit 30, but he looks like a great 80.
That's true.
Actually, let me look up how old he is, because now I don't know exactly for sure, and I'm interested now. Let's see.
He's got to be... Close to 90.
So he was born in 1940. So yeah, he's 83, right? Am I doing that math right? Yeah, 83.
83. Wow. Mm-hmm. Make it so. Make it to 100. Make it so.
God,
we might have another 17 years with Patrick.
I hope we do.
Yeah.
I hope we do.
With his level of income and advances in technology, there's no reason to think he can't live to at least 250.
And his reading and acting ability?
Yeah.
Yeah, that factors in.
His blood pressure's got to be super low because he hears his own voice constantly.
Okay, so who are we picking? So the names that have been brought up are Patrick Stewart, Kay Stu, Paul F. Tompkins, Jack Quaid, Colin Hanks, and Paul F. Tompkins.
I think the best idea for like a movie that would appeal to the masses is Jack Quaid, right? If you're mm-hmm. talking about the rise of streaming things. But I'm still going for Patrick Stewart. But I think it's Jack Quaid. But it's up to you, buddy. You know Phil best.
I think Jack Quaid's a good. Let's stick with Jack Quaid. I'm good with that.
The Quaidster.
Yeah.
Or Randy Quaid. Have we considered this?
Ooh, actually, Randy. Every time Phil comes over.
I'm back.
I was about to say, every time he comes over, he does look at my Ring doorbell and goes, I'm back.
Does he really?
Hello, boys. No, he doesn't.
That's such a Phil thing to do, though.
Yeah.
Kind of All right, is. Let's do Alex next.
Ooh, Alex. Who did you have for Alex?
Who was the toughest person for you to cast? Because for me, it was you.
I had a hard time with Alex, me, you, and Andy, and Madison. So I had a hard time with a lot of people.
Everybody.
But I'm removing Madison because something unlocked, at a certain point, something unlocked for Madison, and then it became easy. Like, oh, okay, now I got like five options that I'm comfortable with.
Okay.
But I think I'm not super comfortable with what I've picked for Andy or Alex.
Andy's tough, too. Andy's a tough nut to crack.
And I'm never going to be comfortable with who I picked for myself. So, but that's a given.
Yeah. Okay. So, Alex, I'll start first. Now, I'm thinking about his intellect. his sarcasm, his biting wit.
Yeah.
Mostly. Mm-hmm. And with that in mind, I chose Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman. Wow. Interesting.
You imagine Jason Bateman sitting there talking about the WWE.
I would love that.
And
hey, guys.
Obscure horror from the 40s, you know?
I could see that.
I'm going with Gilman, you know?
Let me tell you something. I'm all about Gilman. I could see a Jason Bateman rolling around.
And
in
my
there.
Next one's a Hail Mary, but who'd you choose?
So I had two people.
Okay.
The first one that I think is the one I like the best out of my two is Jack Whitehall.
Okay.
Do you know Jack Whitehall?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I just think he kind of has a good look and a similar energy to Alex, maybe. What's Jack Whitehall's like biggest claim to fame? I don't even like, is it Jungle Cruise?
That's got to be it.
Yeah, Jungle Cruise, Bad Education, Mother's Day. I've never even seen Mother's Day. He was in the Afro.
Bad Education with Hugh Jackman? Is that the one?
No, it is not. He's the lead in Bad Education, it looks like. I haven't seen that one either. But he's a comedian. But I think he was also in Clifford, the Big Red Dog movie.
Oh, classic.
Classic. Who hasn't seen Clifford, the Big
just
Red
like
Dog,
Alex,
the live action movie?
Really into Clifford.
Yeah. But he just the way he I don't know. I could see him if he does his American accent, I think he could do an Alex.
Alex doing his American accent?
Who's your Hail Mary? And I'll tell you my Hail Mary.
John Cusack.
Oh,
and I'm thinking
wow.
Like, I know, but I was thinking like High Fidelity era, you know, it's giving Alex.
I like that a
without
lot.
The neuroses.
John Cusack he can land the intelligentsia of Alex.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like the way, and you even did the Italian.
Yeah, intelligentsia. That's right. I watched Inglourious Bastards and Grand Budapest Hotel back to back, so I'm in that mode.
Dominic De Coco.
De Coco. Magnifico. Grazie. I like that a lot.
Really?
I like that one a lot.
Do you want to go with John Cusack for Alex?
Well, can I tell you my Hail Mary?
Oh, you have a Hail Mary? Okay, yeah,
I have
absolutely.
My Hail Mary. Is
Kristen Stewart.
Actually, Kristen Stewart. Let's just go under the assumption that K2 has been nominated for all roles.
Okay.
Because she is a goddess. No, my Hail Mary is Nick Kroll.
Oh, wow. I don't think he would like that. Not Nick, Alex. But I could see it.
The more, like, I feel like if you were able to mash Jack Whitehall and Nick Kroll into one person, you would have an Alex. Because Nick Kroll would speak to the cynicism that Alex might be able to have. But Jack Whitehall is more of the everyday Alex that you would
have. Like a Clark Kent Superman situation.
Yeah, you just put on the glasses and he becomes Jack Whitehall. You take off the glasses. Oh my God, Nick Kroll, what are you doing here?
I was just rewatching Parks and Rec.
The douche.
Yeah, and he's the shock jock. They're trying to vote him in for mayor and he's like, my oral office. What? That's what I would call it. You
my
came back in here to
office.
Tell us this? Yes.
But I think out of all of those, I think John Cusack is the one I like best.
Okay, I'm going to go with it too. I think that's a funny, already it's an interesting movie. I'm down with this ensemble cast.
Yeah, John Cusack and Jack Quaid. Already, the Streaming Things movie is looking great.
I just realized I wrote Patrick Jack Quaid down for Phil. I'm just not letting that
Science
go.
Science has gone too far.
All right, let's do Madison next.
Are we doing Madison next?
I know, I threw a curveball.
Wait, who all are we doing? I don't know. Have we established everyone we're doing?
We've got Alex, Jimmy, Madison, me, you, Andy, and Erica and Phil.
Okay, all right.
Do you want to do?
I did all those people. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anybody that you did.
Let's do Madison next. And I have two. I have three casting choices for Madison. Two of which are main characters of shows that we've covered, and that's going to seem like a cheap toss, but it's just, I think they're perfect.
Okay.
Even though it seems like I didn't put that much thought into it because of that, I still think they're perfect.
Okay.
So I will start with.
I have a ton for Madison.
The probable winner.
Okay. Oh.
This is going to blow your mind when you think about it.
Big probable winner. He's shooting his shot right now.
I just hyped it up and now I've lost all confidence.
Now you're giving up. You're like, never mind.
Sophie Thatcher.
So, okay. I love Sophie Thatcher. Absolutely. I see that.
You could see it, right?
Yeah.
But like specifically, like with the Natalie hair and everything. Just mm-hmm. keep it going.
Keep it going. And she's a great talent.
Great talent.
Absolutely.
She can encapsulate all of the magnitude that is Madison.
The magnitude, yep.
And she could also pull off Vinny.
Mm-hmm. And she's definitely the youngest person we've casted so far.
So, yeah, that's one of the things I came up with first. What about you?
So I have five names.
Okay.
And I was, like I said, I was having such a hard time casting Madison because I'm like, I want someone who looks like Madison, but also has the spirit of Madison. And I don't know if I got either 100% right. I think I did get into a, what do you call it? A rabbit hole of actresses that I feel like, okay, this is the genre.
Sure.
Of actresses I need to go follow to get to Madison. And the one that I fell on first and I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, Aaliyah Shawkat. Do you know who that is? Aaliyah Shawkat?
I do.
So I think most famously, she plays Maybe in Arrested Development. But let me show you a photo of her. Oh, I hit my camera.
Oh,
oh, oh.
That's a very Madison coded. Oh, yeah.
But are you familiar with her at all?
Yes. I am talking now like I've smoked two packs of cigarettes.
Yes. I can't think of anything that she was in.
She's in Whip It. She's in
Whip It. Okay.
The To-Do List. Again, Arrested Development. I never. Fumke.
Oh, I've seen Duck Butter. Severance.
Oh, yeah. She is in Severance.
Silly Geese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Silly Geese. Oh, Rugrats. Who's she playing? She plays Trish in Rugrats 2023. What is going on? They're still making Rugrats?
What?
Oh, The Old Man.
Not in my America.
I watched that show. I don't know if anyone else did with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, I think she, especially in this photo on her IMDb, I think
I love that casting.
Madison.
I never saw First Cow. She's apparently in that. I love that casting. I do. I don't know her personality. I can't think of it in my mind, but I'm sure she's a great actress and she would do it justice. You can probably name three of yours and still catch up with us because I only have the two or the three.
Okay, I'll name the other ones. Tatiana Maslany.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Best known for probably She-Hulk at this point now.
At this point, yeah.
But I think she has like a very fun Madison-like spirit. I think she can pull off a Madison. Also, I think Madison really likes this actress, but I think if you wanted to go for the mainstream, get like a bigger name starlet in there. You throw in a Brie Larson, maybe.
I love Brie Larson.
Yeah. And then my last one was Alana Glazer as well.
I love Broad City, baby.
Yeah. But you see the genre of actress I started following. Like, oh, this is.
You unlock something.
Yeah. Once I got there, I was like, okay, we got a lot of great options for Madison. Because Madison, of course, is the extra heat that streaming things need. So we need an actress who can bring the extra heat as well.
I went in such a different direction than you. I think I had like a different facet just locked onto.
You know? What was the facet you locked onto?
I chose Sigourney Weaver.
Really?
I did.
Like from a specific era or just like
I'm picturing
65-year-old Sigourney Weaver.
I'm picturing When Possessed by Dozer, you know? I was picturing like Alien.
There is no Data, only Zool.
and then Morveth Clark was my third choice.
Oh, from Rings of Power?
Yeah, Galati herself.
Galati herself.
You know, we haven't seen
Galati Batty.
She's always like morose in her roles recently. Mm-hmm. It's like she plays like an elf, you know, and then
an elf.
And then, I don't know if you've ever seen St. Maud, but not a bundle of personality playing a tortured nun. But I think she's got it in her to party and be a Madison, you know, to go to a rock concert. But I think your choices are better.
Well, which one are we going to go with? We got a lot of options here. We got Sigourney Weaver. We got Morveth Clark. I always feel like I'm pronouncing her name wrong.
It's Morveth.
Morveth Clark.
It's not spelled that way at all. It tries to trick you.
I know. She's sneaky. we got, who's your first person you named?
Sophie Thatcher.
Sophie Thatcher.
Well, let's start knocking people off. Okay. I think out of my three, I think I'm leaving Sophie Thatcher in the running.
Okay, Sophie Thatcher's in the running. Out of my four, I'm knocking off Alana Glazer. I'm going to knock off. Sounds so weird to say it this
you
way.
Wish.
You know what? I'm going to take out.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I'm going to take out... Ooh, this is hard. I want to keep it Aaliyah Shawkat.
I think it's just Shawkat.
Shawkat?
Yeah, just do it Shawkat. Phonetically.
Aaliyah Shawkat. Where? I'm going to leave her. Do I knock off Brie or... Okay.
Ever will I allow anyone to knock off Brie Larson presence.
I'll knock off Tatiana Maslany then. Okay. So now we're left with Brie, Aaliyah, and Sophie Thatcher.
Okay.
So we're down to three.
Okay, I'm scared.
I'm scared
too. What would Madison want us to do?
She would want us to follow due north until the sun rises.
Okay, so we've got...
Maybe I should just text her without any context, just those three names. Like, you have to pick one. Which of these three?
I'll do it.
Are you going to text her?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll come back and say which one she picked, and then that's the one that's Madison?
Yeah.
If she responds, hopefully she responds to us and isn't like super into the sports ball currently, because there is a Bengals game today.
Oh, she's got notifications silenced.
Oh, shit. Okay, let's come to a decision then.
I was thinking that we got John Cusack. We got Jack Quaid. Mm-hmm. We might need some major star power to get this enterprise funded.
Okay.
And for that reason, Sophie Thatcher's a rising star. But we might need that Brie Larson name, you know?
Okay. The name recognition of Brie Larson.
And of course she could do the performance. I mean, she's, despite her script choices in the last 5 years, is an powerhouse actor.
Yeah.
Anybody who's seen Room or Short Term 12 knows she's got all the chops you need.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason, I'm leaning Brie Larson, which I know is the strangest choice of the three that you did not expect, but.
You know what? I'm okay with the Brie Larson.
Yeah.
I think Madison really likes Brie Larson too. So I think we're good with that.
Okay.
Like, it's not like we're going to pick an actress and she'd be like, what the fuck, guys? That's how you
Melissa
see me?
Melissa McCarthy.
I love it when you fall down.
You know, it's just all about that slapstick comedy. Okay. Brie Larson.
All right. Madison is Brie Larson. We've locked it in. I'm feeling good about this movie so far.
Yeah. It's going to be a box office smash. This episode was brought to you by BetterHelp. Sometimes in life, you know what's good for you, but your brain gets in the way and you just can't quite pull it off. Like when you're trying to fall asleep at night, you know, you got to get up at 7 a.m. You got to work. You want to go to the gym before work. But at 3 a.m., you're just thinking about hippopotamuses, hippopotami. I don't know how to pluralize it. It doesn't matter. You get the idea. So sometimes your brain's getting in its own way. You know what you should do, what's good for you, but you just can't do it. Therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back so you can work for yourself instead of against yourself. You can help find the blocks in your life that are getting in your way, and BetterHelp can get you there. It can match you up with a licensed therapist to help meet your needs. If you don't like your therapist, you can switch free of charge at any time.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings.
It's October, and along with the scares, we're bringing our own appreciation for the patrons of Streaming Things, the super patrons especially. We want to give them a special shout out for the month of October. Thank you so much to Becky the Farmer, Kaylee Sampson, Stanton Valentino, Sunshine, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Optimus, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Little Tickler, Svento 7, Jay Scramo, A.K. Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Butthorn, Conrad, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, John Collins, Amber McVeigh, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sun, Loving, Mortal, Suzanne Rode, Lauren Waller, Jadinklage Morgoon, Jen Robinson, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Ashley Powers, Stephen the Fifth, Casey McCain, and Enza. Thank you all so much, and back to the show.
Okay, let's do this. Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
Complicated Jimmy. Man.
He is.
Sniper Tone.
I would cast
me.
Call me Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
I cut through that movie like a hot knife through butter.
The obvious, it may not be obvious, actually, but if he shaves his beard, he looks like Ryan Gosling from Wish. like we have Ryan Gosling at home.
I did have Ryan Gosling on my list.
So for that reason, I chose Ryan Gosling, who again, but Jimmy's also a very sarcastic person. I think a lot of Ryan Gosling's early roles have that kind of almost stoic sarcasm, disinterested thing that Jimmy so loves in his own demeanor. And I think Ryan Gosling's the go-to.
I think that's a really, really good choice. I'm going to throw you my alternate choice because I also had Ryan Gosling down on my list.
Okay.
I think we're on the same wavelength
for
Jimmy.
We are.
I was thinking about the beard, right? Because
sure.
Jimmy always has his
How
patented
could you not
beard.
Think about the beard?
Have to. So I went with someone who can rock the Jimmy beard, but also kind of looks like him, I think, and that is Jake Gyllenhaal.
You ain't got to show me Jake G?
Oh, sorry. I just had this photo queued up. Like, look at him.
Like I've never seen a Jake G before?
Have you heard of Jake Gyllenhaal before?
I think Maggie could play Jimmy.
Can we cast Maggie?
Maggie Gyllenhaal? I think so.
I haven't seen Maggie Gyllenhaal in anything in a while.
She's been directing and stuff a lot.
Oh, good for her.
She was in a show called, it was directed by David, or written by David Simon, the guy who did The Wire. Shit. It had two seasons.
What an interesting title.
Yeah. It had fucking James Franco in it. It was about like the prostitution era of Times Square.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The birth
about.
Of pornography.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the title.
It's a weird phrase that I'll never say again.
The birth of pornography.
Push. Okay. I can see its head. I tickled myself. that's how it cries.
Yeah. The deuce?
The deuce. Yeah. That's right. The deuce. Yeah. Anyway, that's the last thing I saw her in, I think. But she's a director now.
So are we going to go with Ryan Gosling then?
I have Since another we... Hail Mary.
Ooh, I like Hail Marys.
And again, this guy's like 100 now. But at the time,
okay.
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges, man?
Yeah, man. Jimmy often goes as the dude for Halloween. So maybe that's why that's in my head. But definitely Big Lebowski era.
I could see, Jimmy. Yeah, like a young Jeff Bridges with the beard and the hair.
Not like Tron.
Tron.
But also not True Grit, you know? Was that Owen Wilson in Tron?
No, remember the when like Jeff Bridges was at that round table?
And, oh, yeah.
And Pedro yeah. Pascal was talking about how he's in The Last of Us and it's a video game. He's like, oh, it's a video game?
I was in a video game.
I was deep into video games once, and they're like, which one was it? And he's like, Tron. And no one laughed, yeah, but it was like, honest to God, the funniest joke ever. But no one gave him anything.
That
it was,
poor bastard.
I know. That was such a good joke. Tron.
I think Ryan Gosling's the easy winner.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because you're right. I think Ryan Gosling's personality and the roles that he plays are much more in line with Jimmy than, say, a Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, yes. Jake Gyllenhaal has too much emotion. That's not Jimmy's style.
Yeah, he's a little intense.
Madison responded to
She did.
So for those that don't remember from 5 minutes ago, I text Madison with no context. Alia Shawkat. God, I wish we knew how to pronounce that. It bothers me to no end. Brie Larson or Sophie Thatcher. And she, but again, this is no context.
No context at all.
She might actually know what we're doing, though. She said, of all of those women are beautiful. From an age stance, I'd go Sophie. But Alia Shawkat has the most freckle resemblance.
Oh, so she's picking she up does what we're
know.
Yeah, down.
She knows exactly what we're talking about. And I feel like we picked the one that she didn't really mention.
But hey, you know what? We got to stick to it.
We
got to stick to it.
That's all. That was our thought process, though. We were like, hey, right age. Of course, there's freckles. And
there's freckles.
But then we wanted to get the movie actually made, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, we need to sell the thing. We need a marquee name.
So we went with the banner name that reminded us of Madison. Brie Larson. Okay.
So Jimmy is the Gauze.
Yep. So we got Phil, Alex, Madison, and Jimmy have been cast.
Madison
we still have
still Brie.
The roles of Kit, Steve, Andy, and Erica. Let's do Erica.
Let's do Erica. All right. So I only have one name for Erica, and I feel kind of bad about it because this person does not look like Erica at all. However, this person is Erica in spirit and in voice. I think this person, like sometimes when I'm on the phone with Erica talking to her,
mm-hmm. You're zoning out thinking of this other woman.
Yes. No, I think she sounds just like her, especially over the phone, but her spirit is basically this character. The actress I'm thinking of is Zooey Deschanel, Zooey Deschanel from The New Girl.
Okay.
Because she basically is that character. It's insane. Like she does the like all that stuff, that kind of quirky Zooey Deschanel things. Like that's very much Erica to a T. It's very fun.
And she can sing really well.
Yeah.
Erica's a beautiful singer. Mm-hmm. I like the Zooey I did not picture that at all.
Well, who did you have? I mean, we can try to find an actress that looks more like closely resembles her more. I was talking to Erica about this, and she said a lot of people say she looks like Elle Fanning, but neither of us really kind of saw it.
I don't see an Elle Fanning.
Yeah, I don't either. But that's who she said a lot of people say her celebrity twin is.
I chose, and none of this was based on looks. You know, I just thought if I was smoking a cigar, trying to move big Hollywood puzzle pieces around. I think we can get...
What are the youths into?
Yeah, I think we can get Meg Ryan for this role. And I was thinking Meg Ryan.
Ooh, Meg Ryan?
Obviously, we're talking, you know, Sleepless in Seattle. We're talking When Harry Met Sally.
You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail. That's the one. That Meg Ryan. Isn't that Jack Quaid's mom?
Oh, is it? I think you might be right.
I want to say, I don't know why I'm having a, because that would be weird for the cast.
Okay, so I see this picture of Meg Ryan, and I could see, I mean, obviously her eyes are different, but I think with this haircut that Meg Ryan has, like that's very much like a Erica spacing out face.
That's what she looks like when she gets back from Tokyo Kitty.
Right. She just sang her heart out.
Yeah, Meg Ryan is Jack Quaid's mother. I was not crazy.
Okay.
So that brings
So in, are we gonna
that would bring an interesting
dynamic.
Are we
dynamic. Gonna cast Jack Quaid's mother to be his contemporary on a podcast?
So it'd be Phil's mother in this movie. But I also had another one.
Oh, what was your other one?
A Hail Mary. Scarlett Johansson.
A ScarJo? They have like that similar kind of voice that mm-hmm. they can pull off.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Mm. Also the classic Hollywood look.
None of these actors are encapsulating. Now they've got the beauty, the voice, all that stuff.
But they have like a one singular trait.
That extreme giving and caring for other people. I don't think we've captured that with any of these superstars.
True.
Like the heart of Erica.
That is Erica to a T, right? It's like the giving and caring.
Oh, I'll
and
show up.
Love and heart.
I'll text her like kind of a rough day or something innocuous, you know, just like a normal, yeah, I got gas, you know. I'll show up. She's got like a whole catered meal, 3 books I should read, some like vitamin D caplets and some Gas X and Beano. And offer
she's
a hug.
She's going to take care of you.
That's right.
She's That's a caring, right. nurturing person.
So with that in mind, I mean, is there anybody, I can't think. I'm trying to think of like who's in ER and George Clooney could play Erica.
George Clooney.
That's what I'm thinking now.
I'm gonna just Google most caring.
Google most
nurturing
caring.
Actress and see what comes up. This was not a good thing to Google. One of the top things that came up were 10 celebrities who grew up in foster care.
What?
Number one was Marilyn Monroe. Just thought you should know.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, okay. So we've
came up with like actors that needed more nurturing.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So we've nominated Scarlett Johansson. We've nominated... who's your...
Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan, thank you. And Zooey Deschanel.
That's right.
Who are we going to go with out of those three?
Well, Zooey Deschanel would work really well with one of my choices.
Okay.
Meg Ryan is the mother of another of our actors.
But specifically be Meg Ryan during You've Got Mail.
Correct.
Conceivably, Jack Quaid isn't...
Right. It's like the mother old. In a Back to the Future kind of way.
Yeah. Lily Tomlin?
Yeah. And then who was the other option? Oh, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
I think of those three, Zooey Deschanel is the most interesting choice.
Yeah, let's just cut her hair real short and dye it blonde. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Okay.
Again, I don't think this is a physical appearance one-to-one at all. Mm-hmm. But spirit-wise and the character.
I never watched New Girl, so I'm missing a lot of what you're seeing.
Oh, dude. Jess Day is basically just Erica come to life. It's scary.
Don't people think that character is like a terrible person?
I'm sure there are people. Mm. I mean, literally, there's someone on every corner of the internet who's like, I think this person's terrible.
Especially
because of reasons.
Sitcoms, they go back to, they're like, the Jim from The Office discussion never stops.
Yeah.
He's actually a piece of shit. And it's like, dude, none of these are like people to aspire to be.
Right. They're just, when you're a writer coming up with a character story for 8+ years.
Yeah.
20-something episodes a season.
22, typically.
People are going to make bad choices just for the sake of story.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're not real people.
Okay. Especially if it's a comedy.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You think it's a bad person if you jello a stapler? Lower your bar. Okay? Okay, so we got Erica. Who do we do next? Do we do Andy next? Are we to the...
Andy was the toughest other
than you.
Are we
doing the OG three?
Let's do it. That's all we got left, right?
Yeah. Andy was the toughest.
I have the wildest choice for Andy, and it is the only choice I have. You will never think of what I'm about to say. It makes no sense.
I don't know. I have a pretty wild one as well.
Should I go first?
Yes, go first. What is it?
Rhys Darby.
Rhys Darby? Let me tell you what I would do with the Polyjuice potion. I would look at my dick. But it wouldn't be my dick. It would be someone else's. And I will quite enjoy it.
You're selling me on it more.
Come over to my place, guys. I've made a great biscuit.
Because he did that like parody. Isn't he like in the what movie is that? Yes Man or something where he's at the Harry Potter party?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. I'm Harry Potter. Fucking.
Okay. And Zooey Deschanel's in that.
Oh, my God. If nothing else, we're keeping that on the list just because I'm very amused by just Andy being Rhys Darby.
I have a few New Zealand wonder actors that I popped up on this list for no reason.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Probably are like how we bonded originally was what we do in the shadows.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why that keeps coming up. But yeah.
I'm making ribs this weekend.
Thank you for the seasoning.
It's made my day. I sure love Blackbeard. Oh, God. I love that choice so much. Do you want to know what my like wild choice was?
please.
Again, this person doesn't look like Andy at all, but I feel like this person's spirit and vibe reminds me of Andy in some ways, and it's a fucking wild choice. Jason Momoa.
What?
Just, hey, dude. Like, what's up, dude? Like that Andy is. I brought a bucket of Jello shots. What's up, guys?
I mean, he likes to party,
but in a fun way.
Yeah. No. As opposed to what? Like a Mick Jagger kind of way? Like,
yeah.
Trash in hotel
like a
rooms.
Keith Richards way.
Yeah, but also like, I guess. Yeah.
I'm not picking him. I just wanted to
no,
say that.
I mean, it's. I'm
sure Andy's listening to this like, fuck yeah, dude. I want to be Jason Momoa.
I'm warming up to it. The more you talk about it. Andy sent me this picture of us from when we were probably 18, maybe a little younger. I thought you guys would enjoy it. It's very blurry. This might help you guys cast him.
He looks the same. Like if you split that image in half, it's like, wow, that was Chris 30 years ago.
And Andy.
And that was Andy today. Still playing on his guitar.
I'm still stuck on Rhys Darby.
Okay, do you want to hear the other two?
Yes, please. Okay. Now, after Jason Momoa, I cannot wait.
So after Jason Momoa, I feel like I have to nominate this person. Chris Pratt before Jesus.
Chris Pratt is a great choice.
So Parks and Rec.
Like Parks and Rec Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
Actually, a couple people sent that.
Oh, really?
I think for Andy as well.
And it could it be because in Parks and Rec, his name is Andy.
Andy often cosplays as Chris Pratt, specifically Star Wars. Or
Star-Lord, yeah. He did go as Star-Lord 1 year for Halloween. That's right. I forgot about that.
I like that choice a lot. And that's better for looks.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the end of the movie and during the credits when they're showing the real people, people would be pleased to see Andy after seeing Chris Pratt play the character, I think.
Andy will return in Infinity War. And then there were two suggestions that Erica actually, because she was helping me out with this, she suggested two people that I thought were interesting choices, but I don't know if I would pick them, but I want to say them because I find them interesting. The first up was Colin Jost from Weekend Update on SNL.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Who's married to Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
And then the other one was, when she said this person, I immediately thought of the role that he's in. I'm like, not at all. But then I looked up like an actual photo of what this person really looks like in real life. I'm like, okay, I see it. Dacre Montgomery.
Dacre.
Look at that smile. Is that not an Andy smile?
Wow.
Doesn't that blow your mind? Like, obviously this is like if Andy like only drank water and greens all day, but
Andy just popping into the show saying dibs on skins.
Dibs on skins.
Dacre. And Andy would love that. He can't stop calling him daycare.
Daycare. Yeah.
And he wouldn't be able to.
Okay. So we've got some nominees. We've got Rhys Darby, Chris Pratt from like Parks and Rec, Colin Jost, Dacre Montgomery, Jason Momoa. Did you have a second person?
No.
Just Rhys Darby.
Just Rhys Darby.
Well, we're picking Rhys Darby.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Over Chris Pratt? Okay. You're welcome, Andy.
Do you agree? I mean, we don't have
yes.
to. I just think that makes me laugh so much.
I think you can do it.
Okay.
All right, good.
All right, Rhys Darby is Andy.
And that fits with my Steve. Let's do you next.
Ooh, do me.
Do me.
Do me, Daddy.
So I have a great choice, a choice that meshes with the rest of the cast, a good choice, and an offensive choice.
I love every single one of those.
So
I have a choice that growing up, everyone said I look like this person, a choice that I really want to be this person, and then two people that are like, okay, maybe I can see it, but sure. And this is hard for me because it's like,
yeah,
which attractive celebrity should play me?
I only chose one for myself, and it is the
K-Su.
Yes. Yes. No, I want her to direct. So the one that's in line with the other cast in a funny way is Jemaine Clement. Again, I think I just had What We Do in the Shadows on my mind.
I love it.
We can toss that
love
aside.
Jemaine. I love Jemaine Clement.
Oh, another one. This is the great choice, but actually it also meshes with the rest of the cast. And it's really funny you said what you said for Erica, because I thought maybe Jake Johnson.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Could do a good Steve. I don't know if he's kind enough, but he's an actor.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I met him.
Yeah, it's true. We did. We did. We did meet him at Spider-Man.
Yeah, we did.
I thought you were being funny and like forgot that we did that.
Yeah, we actually did.
Let's see.
It is scary because sometimes I watch his character on New Girl and think like, because he's in New Girl, his character is like the slovenly but lovable type dude.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll watch that and be like, oh, I do that. That's gross. I do that.
Yeah.
No.
I shit on the floor. I should stop doing that. What a slob.
I'll never stop shitting on the floor.
So then.
Shitting on the floor for life.
I still got a good choice and offensive choice. Now you knock two of yours off.
Okay. So the thing, and I don't agree with this, but like growing up, people always would say, oh my God, you look like Justin Timberlake.
I love that for you.
Don't agree with it. But.
Are you bringing the sexy back?
Constantly.
Cry me a river.
Dirty babe.
On command, cry me a river to prove that you're JT.
Cry me a river.
I just meant literally cry.
Oh, sorry. There's actually, when I worked at the movie theater, there was this really awkward moment. I was probably like 17 or 18 at the time, but I was working in the concession stand, and these two young girls my age.
Thought you were him?
No, but they did this thing where they came up, they ordered popcorn. So that involves me turning around, putting my back towards them.
Yeah, and twerking.
And just popping it, throwing ass. Like, ooh, more ass, please.
That's what that involves me doing.
But yeah, I turn around, my back towards them, grab the popcorn and bring it back. And the one girl's like, ooh, do that again. And I'm like, what? And he's like, turn around. Okay, so I awkwardly, is this what it feels like to be objectified? I don't know.
It is.
And I did that. And she's like, oh my God, he looks like Justin Timberlake. And I'm like, thanks. Pay for your popcorn, please. It was weird.
When they left, you said, bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye,
bye. You had to have a friend do the echo for you.
Yeah, you got to. You always have to have a hype man. So Justin Timberlake.
I love that. Yeah, yeah.
And then... Erica suggested this person. She suggested Bradley Cooper.
Oh.
And I told her, like, I don't think I look like Bradley Cooper on Wish, but I think I look like Bradley Cooper on, like, a Chinese bootleg table in
maybe, like, alcoholic Bradley Cooper, like a Star Is Born, you know?
You look like Bradley Cooper at the lowest point of his life.
That's still really handsome, you know?
Right. What about what are you? I have two more. What are your other two?
So my other decent choice is Steve Carell.
I like that.
I think Steve Carell could be a good choice. And then my offensive choice that I thought I wrote down literally as we were talking about Jimmy.
I'm really excited about the offensive choice.
You're going to hate this.
Oh, no. I can't wait.
I mean nothing by it.
I can't wait.
I can't even want to say it.
I can't wait.
Charlie Day.
Why would that be offensive?
I wouldn't want to be Charlie Day.
What would that be offensive?
Not like, you know, yarn and marker on the wall, Charlie. Maybe when you're stressed out about the podcast.
Oh, I could definitely see a Charlie Day. That's not offensive to me at all. That's making sense.
Some of the neuroses and stuff, if you wanted to get that in the character.
Oh, like when I stop the podcast because I think a plane's flying overhead and it's nothing. Like, guys, wait, there's a plane.
No, because it is a plane and you don't know what it is. That's worse.
And I just stop the conversation without letting guys know. So from your perspective, it's just me like rebooting. Like,
yes. Yes. Charlie Day for those moments. But also he's been expanding his dramatic chops. And I think the idea people have of Charlie Day, maybe from It's Always Sunny, is not who I'm talking about, you know.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Even worse is Horrible Bosses. annoying as shit. But yeah.
I could see a Charlie Day.
That was my kind of Hail Mary at the last moment.
I like that better.
Of those four, I think I'm sticking with Jake Johnson and Charlie Day to put in the vote. And we can get rid of Jemaine Clement and Steve Carell.
The other two I had was James Roday Rodriguez, who plays the main character from Psych.
Mm.
He's a goofy dude.
Kind Is that the original like Edgar Wright show?
No.
No, that's Spaced.
That's Spaced. Let me bring up a photo of this guy so you can kind of weigh in on the look of him, at least.
Yeah.
But that's him.
Oh, he looks like Rob Lowe, kind of.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
In that photo.
Yeah, with more hair.
Yes.
Hair that goes more vertically.
He literally?
Like James Kennedy hair on Rob Lowe's face.
Not Jamie Kennedy.
Jamie Kennedy.
I should have cast Jamie Kennedy as you. You would have been mad.
That would have been the offensive. I would have been like, get the fuck out of my house, sir.
Chapstick. Or no, it's traffic, trying to find my chapstick. Oh, somebody sent in a Malibu's most wanted email, and I want you to know I read it, and I respect that. I love that rap. Mm.
And then my last one was Paul Rudd from I Love You, Man.
Paul Rudd, that's a good choice, honestly.
I don't think Paul Rudd looks like me at all, but...
No, but that's a...
I feel like some kinda. Of his qualities...
Yeah,
is a little bit more...
Low-key, like you're giving Paul Rudd.
I'm giving?
Yeah.
Ooh, giving?
Kunu from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Gotta watch that movie again.
You sound that's like you're from London.
London.
Oh, yeah, mate. Okay.
So we've got... Name your four.
Well, now it's just Charlie Day and Jake Johnson.
Okay, Charlie Day, Jake Johnson. Who do I get rid of mine? I feel like I'm
okay
with... You
gotta keep Paul Rudd.
I'm keeping Paul Rudd. I feel like I'm okay with getting rid of James Roday. I'm okay with getting rid of... I'm okay with getting rid of Justin Timberlake. Honestly, I'm okay with getting rid of Bradley Cooper as well. I like your choices better than mine.
I like Bradley Cooper and Paul Rudd, Jake Johnson, Charlie Day. Go with your gut.
I'm going to say...
Who do you think is going to capture the essence of Steve?
Jake Johnson. That's who I'm going with.
Okay.
Is that who you're going with?
Yeah, I like it.
Do you agree?
No, I do. I told you that was my best choice, I thought. That was my best
and
choice.
And also, he's the only one on this list who I've actually locked eyes with. So.
That's true. He's probably more available than some of the others.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we got Brie Larson on the cast. We can afford a Jake Johnson.
That's true. That's all we can afford. No shade to Jake Johnson. I'm just saying, like, Bradley Cooper, he's busy right now, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
He's got Maestro going on.
So now we get...
Just me, baby.
To Kit Laser himself.
Who can encapsulate the laser? I don't call myself the laser, just to be clear.
Well, we've already brought up K-Stew.
That's true. That's off the table. She's directing. Joel McHale. I have gotten accused of looking like Joel McHale, especially when I had hair. Before I started shaving it, I do have like a very receded high widow's peak. Reminiscent of, if I had the money, a Joel McHale.
Mm-hmm. Joel McHale on Wish, as we've joked about all the
my
time.
My entire life. I'm in the blunt rotation. Oh, you look like that guy from Talk Soup, you know. And you talk like him, too, because I was always a real smart-assy. So I think that's a good choice. Mm-hmm. Also get, not as happy about this, no offense to him, more accurate probably. Fuck, what's his name? Angry comedian, Irish guy.
Angry comedian, Irish guy.
Yeah. Always yelling. He plays like Pete Davidson's dad in that new movie Pete Davidson was in like a year or two
Bill
ago.
Bill Burr.
I get Bill Burr a lot.
Hey, welcome to Streaming Things. I'm a fucking Kit Laser or some shit. I don't fucking care.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I don't see that.
Go to the Patreon or whatever.
Fuck, I don't give a shit what you fucking do. Just do whatever you want. I don't care.
Exactly. Bill Burr is my two.
I don't see Bill Burr. When I
appreciate that.
Like, that's why it took
me. It's because there's like red in my beard. And like when I film my TikToks, I don't use good lighting. You know what I mean? All the lights are here.
Yeah.
So I think it accentuates certain things. And then I'm bald, right? So there's current Bill Burr action right there. Mm-hmm. And every now when I'm yelling in a video, it's just like, oh, it's over. You're Bill Burr.
You're Bill Burr.
Stop it.
If you yell.
Michael Rappaport.
If you started talking in a like a Bostonian accent, you'd be fucked. It would just be Bill Burr all day.
That'd be a wicked casting.
Wicked casting. I had a couple other options. I had, we talked about Chris Evans a little bit.
Yeah. it's actually hilarious.
Yeah. There you go. I think I can do this all day. This might be weird to say, but I feel like you and Chris Evans have a very similar.
Dick size?
Yes. But okay. Also like you have a similar broad, like chest look.
A bust.
And you stand. I think the way you stand is similar to like.
The bigger, the better, the tighter, the sweater.
Yes, exactly.
We must. That's what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then my other choice is Dax Shepard.
Oh.
Little, a Hail Mary, if you will.
You want to go get lattes? I like money.
Absolutely. I don't know, because I think Dax Shepard could play like the goofier side of a Kit Laser.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Chris Evans could play. I think, but also I think
it
Chris
Evans is my good punked era as well.
Yeah, because he did have long hair in a couple roles.
And I was on Punked all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Chris Evans would be more of a mainstream, like let's make Kit Laser appeal to the lowest common denominator.
Sure. Which is my target audience anyway.
Nothing against Chris Evans. It's just he's mainstream, right? Everyone sure knows who that is.
Sure. When you throw division into marketing speak, it just throws me off.
Synergy.
Okay, so we get Jack Quaid as Phil.
Yes.
John Cusack is Alex. Brie Larson is Madison. Ryan Gosling is Jimmy. Zooey Deschanel is Erica. Reese Darby is Andy.
My favorite.
Should have fucking been here, Andy. Now you get Reese Darby. Jake Johnson is Steve. And then question mark. Who's gonna fill out the
who's
cast?
Who's going to lead the team?
Who's going to fill out the cast? We got Chris Evans, Joel McHale, Dax Shepard. Who else?
Dax Shepard, Chris Evans, Joel McHale, and Bill Burr.
Bill Burr. Welcome back to the fucking show.
Welcome back to the fucking show. I don't give a shit. I'm being Dunkin' Donuts. I don't care.
I'm kind of leaning Bill Burr on this one.
Are you really?
Just to be brutally honest with myself.
I'm just saying, I feel like we have to have a leader. Someone to lead the team, mm-hmm, to center the story of streaming things. Because Kit Laser is a big, big part of the history, the backbone, right?
I tell you what, I don't know that.
I'm the dick and balls of streaming things. You're the heart and soul of streaming things.
I don't know that Dax Shepard's got the emotional chops.
I don't think he does either.
The range.
Let's take him off. Nothing against Dax Shepard. Love your podcast. Love your wife.
Who's his wife?
Kristen Bell.
Love your wife. You know who's married to who. You've said that multiple times.
I just stalk Kristen
Bell. You're up
Bell
on the goss. You do love Kristen Bell. I don't blame you. Okay, so that leaves Chris Evans. Let's go Joel McHale.
You want to go with Joel McHale? You think Joel McHale has the acting chops? I don't think Joel McHale has acting chops.
I don't know. Isn't he in Community?
He is, but I'm kind of an asshole and funny. That's me.
No, every now and then I cry. I think he could cry.
Every now and then.
A lot. Often. Every day. Do you think Chris Evans could do it?
I think Chris Evans, not only I think Chris Evans could do it, but I think he's going to lead the star-studded cast to a great box office.
Okay. I'm not going to shy away from a Chris Evans casting. I'll tell you that.
I need to. Okay. So are we going with Chris Evans as Kit Laser?
I guess so.
Okay. So here is my challenge to anybody listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I need you. If any of you have any sort of graphic design ability, I challenge you to make a movie poster for Streaming Things, the movie featuring the cast of Chris Evans as Kit Laser, Jake Johnson as Steve, Brie Larson as Madison, Reese Darby as Andy, Jack Please. Quaid as Phil, John Cusack as Alex, Ryan Gosling as Jimmy, and Zooey Deschanel as Erica.
I would love that with all of my heart.
If anyone sends that in, oh my God, that would be great.
What's the tagline going to be?
Shit just got real. Happy streaming? That's a good tagline.
In pod, no one will hear you scream.
Whoever wins, we lose.
Like the horror movie of streaming things is what I keep thinking of. You just got unsubscribed. You know what I mean?
Sophomoric misogyny, 4 stars.
Oh, yeah. I haven't said that in forever.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody on one of our reviews said it was just sophomoric misogyny, 4 stars. Yeah. I was like, what? And he apparently loves it because he gave it 4 stars.
Yeah.
Out of 5. I mean, it's not love, but it's like, that's pretty good. Anyway.
I have one last bit of casting.
Okay.
Okay. So
Pippin the dog?
Oh, I didn't
guess. Michael Caine is Pippin the dog?
Listen here, father. I think I should be able to get into the studio and fart as much as I like and not have anyone give me any guff about it, see? I am.
Stop yelling at me to stop licking my asshole.
I will lick my asshole as much as I want. And you can't tell me to fucking stop because I'm pipping the fucking dog.
Done. Get the part, sir. I know you're retired, but...
This is the type of acting I want to do in my twilight years. But no, I had a... there was this one actor. And I couldn't figure... I think this actor could have been you. I think this actor could have been Andy. I think this actor could have been me. And so I thought, well, if Hollywood itself is like, hey, well, there's too many hosts, let's combine Kit Laser, Andy, and Steve into one character.
A one-man pod show.
Who could play all three of us? And that is Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like that man could get all of us.
Yeah, that would have been a good choice.
Like if streaming things was a person, it's Jason Sudeikis.
I love that for us.
Yeah, I love that for us too.
Not his character in Colossal.
No.
We're talking Ted Lasso here.
Yeah.
I'll even take We Were the Millers.
We Were the Millers?
We Are the Millers. That's the prequel.
We Were the Millers.
Back then, We're the Millers.
That's the sequel to We're the Millers. We Were the Millers.
There's a contraction in there.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's great. This was a lot of fun. I had more fun doing this than I thought. I thought this was going to be painful, but it was actually really fun.
From Madison. Mm-hmm.
She crushed it.
Yeah. And she texts back. I'm assuming you're talking about the casting thing. And nope.
No, not at all.
I just, who do you prefer of those three? Write into streamingthingspod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram or something like that. If you have any thoughts about the show, if someone can make that poster, please do. I would love to see it. But thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Happy streaming. Have a good day. Hopefully all of this, the strike stuff will be over soon. Everyone, the actors will get the deal that they need to make a living, at least for another 3 years. That's the thing that's so crazy about this is the contract's only good for 3 years. So it's just insane. Like they do this all again.
That's insane.
And that's my theory on why the studios gave in to the writers. Cause they're like, honestly, AI doing the writing, the technology's not there yet. We'll just revisit this in 3 years when we can act. You know what I mean? Whereas with the actors, the technology is there. So I think that's one of the bigger sticking points. Like, no, we're not going to stop scanning background actors and putting them in other movies for free. Mm-hmm. We do that all the time. It's fun. We love it.
We do it for the lols.
We just literally make movies just for us to watch.
I'm doing it on my phone right now.
But thank you for all of your support of us, especially throughout this time when our show has not been what we designed it to be. We love you dearly. Thank you for that. That's all the time we have for right now. I've got to return some videotapes. My name is Kit.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things. Happy streaming.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.